Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Shortly after the close of the Civil War, a black man entered a fashionable church in Richmond, Virginia. Later in the service, he walked down the aisle and knelt at the altar. A rustle of shock and anger swept through the congregation. A distinguished man immediately stood up, stepped forward to the altar, and knelt beside the black man. Captured by this spirit of love, the congregation quieted down. The man who set the example, Confederate General Robert E. Lee. In our study this time, we're going to be looking at two men who under ordinary circumstances might have had prejudices against one another. One of them also was a military man, but I'll tell you no more at this point. We're studying together the Book of Acts. We're on Lesson 5 and page 4 of that lesson for those of you who have the textbook. We invite all of you to study along, so get your Bible, a notebook, and pencil. We'll give you more information at the close of the program on the particular course that we're studying. Now Acts chapter 9, looking especially at verses 32 through 35. At Lydda, Peter found a man who had been ill for 8 years. He told him that Jesus Christ would heal him. Immediately the man rose up and walked. Then Peter is given power to perform a still greater miracle, to raise Dorcas from the dead. Peter was still at Lydda when she died, but the disciples sent for him to come to Joppa. He went alone into the room and prayed, and then told her to arise. This miracle also convinced many that Peter was preaching the truth from God. But far more important, even than raising a person from the dead, is the fact that Peter gave them the gospel, and many received eternal life. Now we're ready to look at Acts chapter 10. In this chapter, we're going to see two men with very different backgrounds brought together by the Lord. God had given wonderful promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He told them He would especially bless their children. But when the Jewish people fell into sin, God had to punish them. At this time, the Romans were ruling over the Jews. In their troubles, they prided themselves on these special promises which God had given them as a nation. The result of this was that the Jews were unfriendly to other peoples. And everyone who was not a Jew was called a Gentile. Now Cornelius was a Gentile who feared God, helped poor people with various gifts, and prayed every day. And so God knew that he was ready to believe the gospel and sent an angel to show him the way. The angel told him to send to Joppa and ask Peter to come and tell him what he should do. Imagine this, Cornelius, a Roman army officer in command of 100 men, asking Peter, a Jew, what he should do. But Cornelius immediately obeyed the word of the Lord and sent 3 men to ask Peter to come to him. Peter also sees a vision from heaven while he's waiting for his meal to be prepared. In his vision, Peter sees a great vessel with all sorts of animals on it. Now, the Jewish people were not allowed to eat most kinds of meat, just as they were not allowed to keep company with those who were not Jews. So when the voice from heaven tells him to kill one of the animals and eat it for food, he refused to do so. Let's look at those verses. Acts 10, beginning with verse 13. Acts chapter 10, verse 13. And the voice came to him, "Arise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything unholy and unclean." And again a voice came to him a second time, what God has cleansed, no longer consider unclean. And this happened three times. God is showing Peter a lesson that goes even beyond food. God is showing Peter that there were many persons whom he thought to be unclean, but were really ready to hear the gospel of God's grace. Peter had always looked down on Gentiles. He thought of them as unclean, aliens, strangers, godless. God was about to do a new thing. He was about to open the door of faith to the Gentiles. As we pause for a few moments of music, look again at those verses in Acts chapter 10. Put yourself in the place of the Apostle Peter. And then just think about it for a few moments. Listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We're studying together in this series that very exciting book of Acts, the great missionary book of the New Testament. Be sure to copy down our address, which will be given at the close of the program. We'll be telling you more at that time as to how you can obtain these study notes. Now back to the Apostle Peter and the vision from heaven. At first he did not understand the meaning of the vision. But when the three men from Cornelius arrived, the Holy Spirit told him to go with them without fear. Now, the day before, Peter would certainly have hesitated to be seen with three Gentiles. But in the vision, God had told him not to call any man common or unclean. Cornelius was sure that Peter would arrive, and so he invited many friends to come and hear the message. And so there they were, all waiting for Peter when he arrived. Now, Cornelius loved God, but he didn't know the Bible very well. He felt that Peter must be some great man, so he fell down to worship him. But Peter immediately refused worship, saying that he was only a man, not God. He went on to preach Christ to them. He now really understands the meaning of the vision which he had seen. God does not favor one nation over another. But wherever he sees a man with faith in his heart and a willingness to do the will of God, the Lord will accept him and forgive his sins. So Peter goes on to tell Cornelius and all that were there the wonderful story of love. He told how Christ went about doing good but was killed by wicked men, and yet God raised him up the third day. Peter and the other apostles were witnesses of these things, and even in the Old Testament, the prophets of God had told that they would come to pass. But even before Peter had ended what he wanted to say, all those who heard believed the word, accepting Christ as their Savior, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. The six men who had come with Peter were surprised to see that God's Holy Spirit came on the Gentiles, just as he had upon them in the beginning. They knew this was of the Lord. So no one could refuse to baptize Cornelius and all that were with him. God could not possibly give the Holy Spirit to one whose heart was full of sin and corruption. We can see that they truly believed. Their sins were washed away, and so they were baptized immediately. What a wonderful ending to Acts chapter 10. But when God is blessing, one can expect trouble or opposition. And so when Peter got back to Jerusalem, the Jewish Christians began to criticize him for what he had done. Sometimes when people begin to criticize us for our actions, especially some service for the Lord, we may get annoyed and resent their interference. Instead of that, Peter simply begins to explain how the Lord had led him in this matter from the beginning. The Lord Jesus had especially promised that the believers would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Could there be any greater sign and proof of the love of God or of the cleansing power of the blood of Christ than that the Holy Spirit would come and dwell in their hearts? Peter's final argument is that God showed his acceptance of these Gentile believers by giving them the Holy Spirit. Thus, there was no difference between Jew and Gentile. Both must be saved by faith, and both are indwelt by the same Holy Spirit of God. When they heard this, even the Jewish believers rejoiced to know that God's grace extended to the Gentiles. This is another sign that one is saved, that he really loves other believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice what it says in 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. That reference was 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. On this program, the Emmaus Bible Hour, we encourage believers of every race and background to love the Lord and love one another. If you have a problem along this line, please write to us. Our address will be given in just a few moments. And we'd like to remind you that this study that we're doing is available in book form. We'd be more than glad to send you information on obtaining this Bible course. Yes, we'd like to hear from you this week. Just a note from you would encourage us. You've been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.